talk what you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Coming up, undercover agents are infiltrating high schools in America and busting special needs students. We'll explain why here in a few moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Also, we've been talking about Facebook and how ridiculously restrictive their policy is when it comes to toplessness. But apparently they're okay with some other things appearing on their website. But topless women, that's a problem. Topless men, so far the picture that I posted of a man with very large boobs, and he's kind of cupping them. He's cupping the boobs, is up on our Facebook page. It has now been up for about an hour and has not yet been removed. So we will see if Facebook has a problem with a man with a topless man on Facebook. So we'll let you know if anything happens with that. Right now it is, it hasn't gotten any shares yet. So maybe that's an important factor. Maybe if it gets a bunch of shares, then it's more likely to trigger some sort of upset prude who will hit the report button. Meantime, we go to the phones.
You think Facebook will be more likely or less likely to pull it down if you boost the post with money?
Good point. Let's talk to Jim in Florida. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is an interesting topic because what's happening is really a consolidation of power in the internet, where you've got, you know, really less than a dozen companies that seem to control the entire internet.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Well, what I'm saying is, for example, this Tumblr purchase. So you've got this competing network, Facebook, Tumblr. The minute they get to be a player, they're purchased now by Yahoo this last week for $1 billion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. But okay, that just makes them more of a competitor because, I mean, I disagree with the premise of what you're saying because Yahoo isn't in the social media.
That's what I was saying, but that's all right.
Okay. I mean, Google. It's really Google and Facebook, and now Yahoo is becoming a third competitor. It's actually an increase in competition there.
What I'm saying, though, is that we're told that it's like the Wild Wild West. There's all these different ways that you can get information out today that you didn't used to have, and that's true in some ways. But also, because of these policies that these individual companies have, it's very easy for them unilaterally to just shut you down. And you have no rights because you're basically joining a free network, and they can decide what they want you to post or not. And I'll give you a quick example.
True, but all of these companies have grown up from being nothing. I mean, so there's no reason why you couldn't start a company and set whatever privacy policies you wanted
or
to.
Or a blog.
Right, well, exactly, and people do, but what I'm saying is that it's very limited. There's a handful of these companies that have all of this control, and I'll give you an example about YouTube. I'm a blogger, and I actually exposed a $100 million Ponzi scheme. And it was a worldwide Ponzi scheme, and my blog exposed it, and the people are now, you know, being prosecuted and so forth for stealing all this money. Well, they found out that I was producing videos about exposing their scheme, and so what they did was they made mass complaints to YouTube about my videos, and YouTube took the videos down, and all I got to be able to respond was one sentence to give my side of it, and I just wrote, Ponzi scheme, expose them, they're trying to take my videos down. And they still took all my videos down, and then they sent me a very generic email.
Look, I wouldn't defend YouTube's policy. I mean, they've taken down videos that I've put up too, and I don't much care for that. But I could also put those same videos up on other video sharing websites, some of which have less restrictive policies, like Lively,
right,
as I understand it. So to suggest that there's only one option is not really being honest.
I'm not saying there's only one option, Ian. What I'm saying is that over time, what's happening is that there is the key players, and you can listen to Alex Jones.
But it's not control. What you're saying is not true. It's not control. It's that people are voluntarily going to these networks.
But
they're choosing it. They still have all the freedom in the world to go visit your blog, which they obviously did.
So there's two factors here. It is control. Wait a second.
Mark wants to agree with you.
I just want to jump in, and I disagree with all of you.
Oh, okay.
You're all wrong. The fact is, it's human nature that drives people to want to be where the other humans are.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Facebook popular? Because Facebook's popular, and other people want to be where the popular people are.
Yeah.
Does Facebook have control of Facebook? You're darn right they have
control of Facebook, and they exercise
control of Facebook.
But they can't
this
force you to come to their
no,
site.
No, they don't. He's not claiming that they're forcing you to come to their site.
I didn't
Did
say
he
was.
That?
Well, but he's saying they have power. And
they do have power.
No, they only have control over their own website. That's all.
Right. But
well,
people,
that's not power
everybody's
over you.
Going
they can't
there.
Force you. They can't coerce you.
Right. You have
you can
power
start your
on
own
Free Talk
competitor
Live.
Tomorrow if
right.
you want to.
No, Ian, they have power on their own website.
Okay.
They don't have power
that's
beyond
not power
their website.
Over others.
The problem here is human nature. If you have a problem with human nature, you have a real problem, okay?
I don't have a problem with human nature, but I'm not going to
claim
that.
The caller does.
Go ahead, Jim.
Well, here's my final point. You guys were making the point last week, and I was shocked what you were saying about how radio stations are forced to carry certain programs if they get other programs and how that's limited you because of how these corporate entities are controlling these, you know, they're buying all the radio stations, they're forcing stations to take programs they may not really want to take. And what I'm saying is that we're getting to that point with these social networks where they have so much control. You mentioned on your show tonight, even if you weren't talking about this controversy, you mentioned Facebook, you mentioned YouTube all the time, and you don't mention any of these other networks because they're not entities. Because of the way things have developed, there is a very limited number of these social networks that have all of this control over communication, and we can deny and say that, well, you know, you can start your own in your basement and you can compete with Facebook, but that's not really the case anymore. The truth is that once a company gets to a certain size, they get swallowed up into one of these large organizations again. And what's
yeah,
really
but also the history of big companies shows that they don't stay on top forever. I mean, Yahoo used to be a lot more popular than it is today. They're they're behind the ball compared to Google now. They're they're struggling to tread water and keep up. Things change. Woolworths went out of business.
Ian, give me three names of the top competitors of Facebook.
The top competitors to Facebook, Google Plus, I guess, would be one. Twitter is another. And
no, I don't know. Twitter's
a miniature, what do they call it, a mini blogging
Well, site. I saw something the other day that said that it was number three to Facebook and number
social
two.
Networking
now,
sites, right, social networking sites, which is a huge category.
Right, I was giving you social networking sites.
So Google Plus, Orkut.
There you go.
Facebook. Right. I mean, the caller's correct says that most people are on Facebook, and
yeah.
Facebook has control of Facebook. Facebook allows what Facebook allows, and that they've got control there. The problem is how what we need is a solution. And what's the solution? I don't know.
Join
what the
Google
solution.
Plus if you don't like Facebook.
That's not what he's saying. He's not saying, I don't like Facebook, Ian. Listen to the guy.
He's
making a statement that there are 10 companies.
He's saying
wait a second. You're not even listening to me now. He's saying that three companies control the internet, and he's not wrong.
That's absolutely a wrong statement.
Okay.
There are billions of websites.
How about
largely the same three companies
control the vast majority of internet traffic? Is that a fair thing to say?
They don't control the traffic. They attract the traffic.
Right.
Fine.
Huge difference.
By offering a valuable product and service.
Once they've attracted it, they then control
no,
the contents
they don't.
Of
you
there.
Can go, okay, yes, they can control their own website content as any web owner should
but
be
able
to.
But if they continue to do so, they will lose the traffic that they have. That's
it's
the
not
point.
A conspiracy theory. It's just reality.
The reason why they control the traffic in the way they do is because they're being forced by the United States government.
No.
Yes, they are.
I don't know that that's
necessarily YouTube would not
true.
Have the censorship policy they have if they weren't so afraid
of
being
copyright
sued.
Suits. Absolutely true. It's the litigious society that creates a lot of this stuff.
There's
Jim,
a lot of
your
that.
Final thoughts.
Yeah, my only final thought is, wouldn't it be nice if there was a forum where if they shut down your YouTube video that you could actually go and give your side and actually talk to someone? You can't even call these companies. There's no one you can even reason
it's
with.
Customer service.
There's no phone number to call. All you
wait a second.
A generic email from people.
How many calls do you want from people desiring customer service from you that pay you nothing?
Yeah, that's a
well,
good point. Jim, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
You
I get you. Go check out the other options. There's LiveLeak. There's Metafilter. There's a bunch of other video uploading sites. Vimeo's another one.
He's right. They should put up a telephone number that basically takes your credit card before you speak to anyone.
BitInstant.com. Hang on, guys. Okay. We'll get back to this here in a moment. I want to let you know about the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. You can go to BitInstant.com and deposit cash at your local CVS or Walmart or use Dwolla on the BitInstant site. There are other options as well worldwide. There's something like 1 million locations at which you can bring cash and get Bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet. It's very easy. BitInstant.com. Again, BitInstant.com. There's more Free Talk Live coming up here in moments. Do these websites really have power, or are they just that good? More coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope. Optimize health with K48 Plus.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the... we're not launching anywhere. It's the third hour. What am I talking about? I don't know where I am or what I'm doing. 855-450-FREE. All I know is I host a talk radio show for three hours per night, 6 nights a week. And we actually do this show 7 nights a week, so you can get it every single night you want it from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And, well, you can also join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. We've got podcasts available to you. Also, you can listen live and listen later via live streams and things like that. You can also download archives straight from the front page in the top of the website or go into the archive section to go back for years worth, all completely free. Plus, check out the SoundCloud page. Go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. One of the most helpful things you can do for Free Talk Live is to click the share button on your favorite episodes and then share it over to Facebook or Twitter or whatever your preference, because there are other social networking sites out there, and there are also social bookmarking sites like Reddit, and we'll be having some exciting announcements coming soon about Reddit, I have a feeling. Hopefully by the by Porkfest, I would hope at the latest we'll be able to announce the big change that's coming up to freetalklive.com. Everything over there, totally free.
Baseball's in full swing, and as a matter of fact, hockey's still going on. And, you know, there's some other major league sports that are going on. Tennis comes to mind. Soccer is ramping up. If you want to get major league sports tickets, you should go to scorebig.com. Why? Because you can get them for up to 60% off. And it's nice to go see a major league sporting event, whether, you know, it's baseball or football or hockey or basketball, whatever it might be that you're interested in. They've got it at scorebig.com. They've got them months in advance. They've got football tickets available now at scorebig.com at up to 60% off. These are not nosebleed seats. These are great seats that you can take at 60% off. You can afford to take the whole family to and have a great time. It's scorebig.com. Go there, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner of the page, enter FTL as in Free Talk Live, and get yourself some sports tickets. You're going to have a great time. If you don't like sporting events, that's fine. They've got great theater tickets and family shows, too. Disney on Ice, Cirque du Soleil, Sesame Street Live. Go there and see which ones are coming to an area near you. Or if you're heading out to Vegas or New York, go, you know, make sure you get your tickets in advance. You get them at up to 60% off at scorebig.com. Like I said, go there, click on the microphone in the right upper right-hand corner, enter coupon code FTL. When you do, this is important, when you do, you'll get an additional $15 off your first purchase at scorebig.com. That's 15 bucks on top of the up to 60% off at scorebig.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We were just talking a moment ago with a caller about Facebook and some other internet companies like Google who, yeah, they do have possession, I guess, if you want to call it that, of internet traffic, a significant amount of internet traffic, but they don't have ownership of it. They have earned the possession of that traffic by being able to provide a service and a product that is very valuable to folks. But as Johnson pointed out, should they change their service in a way that is undesirable, for instance, as Facebook has done with some of their policy changes, their privacy policy changes, mm-hmm. there have been certain times when there's been an uproar about it, and Facebook has kind of backed away from it. Now, maybe
they have to, because if they don't, there's going to be an exodus. They're approaching the point where what's going to happen is there's going to be a tipping point, and boom, everyone from Facebook is gone, goes over to Google Plus.
Really?
Yeah, look, it happened MySpace. To MySpace.
It did happen to MySpace.
It happened to Friendster.
Look
but
at
I think
Woolworths.
I think I went before
Woolworths.
I don't know what a Woolworths is.
Woolworths. It's an old department store that used to be very dominant in American culture, and
things
now they don't exist.
Caldors.
Oh, wait a second, though. You're proposing to know why these things happen, this tipping point, and I don't know that that's necessarily true.
I don't know why. I just know that you don't stay on top forever.
Here's some conjecture. Okay, Johnson claimed that there was a tipping point. Here's a different bit of conjecture. If you're 17 years old and you want to get crunk and post the pictures online, your mom and your grandmother have Facebook accounts. So
okay.
And they want to be your friends because they want to monitor your Facebook account. So at this point, Facebook is becoming the beard, as it were, for kids, and they've got other things like Instagram, and I don't even know what they've got. A beard is a term that that is used in the gay community to suggest that what you do in order to appear straight.
Okay.
A beard is what makes you look straight. And
well, most kids want to pretend like they're right. You know, straight.
Maybe, I'm not maybe talking about that, gay and
maybe,
straight here,
but
Ian.
You're also maybe talking about
drug using.
But you're also maybe talking about kids that don't know how to use Facebook, which there aren't very many of those. because if you're a kid who knows how to use Facebook, you can post all the drunk pics you want to your Facebook profile, and you just add mom and dad to a group, and you block them from the group that sees those pictures.
All I know is that there are the social networking services out there that tend to be populated by younger people. Mm-hmm. Where the younger people go, the slightly older people tend to follow, then the slightly older people, and then the slightly older people. That might be your tipping point, and not having to do with customer service from Facebook. The customer service isn't always great, but that may or may not have anything to do with it, and I don't know that you know.
I don't think you ever had that older people phenomena happen with MySpace. I don't think that it,
I don't know that it did either.
Right. So I don't think that whole theory holds water. I think it just really has to do with
where
people want to go.
But Facebook was designed for college students, so maybe it did happen. Remember, Facebook was designed for the purpose of, that's why it was called Facebook.
Right.
It was a college thing
initially,
and then.
But MySpace was designed for musicians, and it became a huge explosion.
It's been left to the musicians because it will play music. But I never got the impression MySpace was about musicians.
But I think, getting back to the subject about the issue that was brought up was about YouTube also specifically, and where can you post videos when these places are all controlled? Well, it's not even in YouTube's interest to take down these videos. It's not at all. And the reason why it's called the DMCA takedown is because it's because of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which is a law passed by the United States government that allows the RIAA and the MPAA to sue the bejesus out of YouTube if any of their content is on there. And happen is that law needs to be modified and go away. And our copyright office needs to... It just needs to go away entirely, in my opinion. I think we just need to get rid of copyrights because they're stupid. And you know what? I'm a fan of Ayn Rand. I'm a fan of the idea of intellectual property, but you know what? It's a stupid idea.
Okay, well, you're a fan of it, and it's a stupid idea. You have to defend that.
I am. How do I defend that? Well, I like the idea of property in general, right? I like the idea of, you have a thought, and you want to protect that thought because it's your invention. But you know what? Information needs to be free. We've discovered that through living in the information age, that ideas are meant to be shared. And you know what? Ayn Rand came from a time where those ideas are extremely well tied to physical objects, and we don't live in that time anymore. We live in a time where 3D printers are becoming common.
We didn't live in that time previously either. I mean, in the time of the Gutenberg Press, people just reprinted books whenever they found them. The national anthem, the United States national anthem, is an English drinking song. I mean, so when you start looking at the history, isn't God Save the Queen and Hail to the Chief, isn't that the same song? I believe that it is. So you've got situations where in the past, prior to these 99 years and the author's life kind of copyrights, that intellectual property didn't exist at all. Mozart's not copyrighted. Some of the best music in the world. You can't claim the copyright makes for better products if Mozart wasn't copyrighted.
There's more coming up here. Your thoughts certainly welcome at 855-453. That number is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioavailability.
byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have on the website. They're waiting for you for free. So head over to freetalklive.com. And if you would like to support the show, go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find web banners and graphics. You'll find flyers that you can print out and paste up on different places or hand out. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
The inventory in the housing market is the lowest it's been in many years. That means that likely, prices on houses are going to begin moving upward. Now, that's what some experts are saying. I'm not going to claim to be an expert in the area of housing. But if it's true, then it's likely a good time to do some home buying. If you're going to buy a home, for whatever reason you might buy a home, certainly probably the best reason is you need a place to live. Go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com in order to get your loan. Why? They've been doing, they've been advertising for more than a decade on talk radio. They've got a great name. You can trust them with your business. They're going to provide you with the service that you want. They're going to get the loan for you that works best for you. They're not going to just hand you the most popular loan or the loan they get the best commission on. It's not how they operate at MortgageMinuteGuy.com, as so many do. So, the telephone number there is 866-288-0088. Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts can help you. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
According to Alternate.org, Californians Doug and Catherine Snodgrass are suing their son's high school for allowing undercover police officers to set up the 17-year-old special needs student for a drug arrest. In a video segment on ABC News, they say they were thrilled when their son, who has Asperger's and other disabilities and struggled to make friends, appeared to have instantly made a friend named Daniel. He suddenly had this friend who was texting him around the clock, said Doug Snodgrass. the young man's father. He told ABC News his son has just recently enrolled at Chaparral High School. According to, again, this is alternate.org, Daniel, however, turned out to be an undercover police officer with the Riverside County Sheriff's Department who hounded the teenager to sell him his prescription medication.
Mm.
When he refused, the undercover cop gave him $20 to buy him weed, and he complied, not realizing the guy he wanted to befriend wanted him behind bars. In December, the unnamed senior was arrested with along with 21 other students from three schools, all charged with crimes related to the two officers' undercover drug operation at two public schools in Temecula, California, that is Chaparral and Temecula Valley High School. Sorry about that, Johnson. I accidentally had you muted.
It's Temecula.
Temecula. This March, the judge in the case ruled that Temecula Valley Unified School District could not expel the student and had, in fact, failed to provide him with proper services. The judge is Marion H. Tully, said, quote, within 3 days of the officer's request, the student burned himself due to his anxiety. Ultimately, the student was persuaded to buy marijuana for someone he thought was a friend who desperately needed this drug and brought it to school for him. In January, a juvenile court judge decided that extenuating circumstances applied to the student's case and ruled that he serve informal probation and 20 hours of community service, which would translate into no finding of guilt. So basically, dropping the charge in return for him doing community service. This could have been worse, I suppose.
This honestly is the foreseeable result of the whole 21 Jump Street thing. I'm sorry that it's not every undercover police officer is going to be Johnny Depp in his 20s. Mm-hmm. And able to, you know, go in and find the biggest, baddest dude in school who's doing the worst junk there and get him.
Is that what 21 Jump Street was all about?
21 Jump Street was basically,
high school drug users or dealers or something?
I think that's what it was about. It's certainly young people being undercover, and it's getting a little hazy for me.
Gotcha.
But obviously, it's going to be easier. The police are going to figure out relatively quickly that, A, they need to have busts in order to make this happen. This happened in my high school back in the 80s. And what did they do? How did they make people's lives better? They made no one's life better.
That's not their goal. Their goal is to enforce the law.
Yep.
I don't care about your life.
Throwing people in jail.
Our friend Rich Paul's facing 81 years in prison for selling drugs, for selling cannabis, purported LSD.
He should have just killed someone, right? Much less of a charge, right?
You mean this young man here or Rich Paul?
Either one.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter, right? Because the charge is less, right? Might as well just be going around killing and raping because it's less of a punishment than drugs.
Well,
ridiculous laws.
I would suggest that there are few people in for killing that are have less time than those that are in for marijuana. I mean, there's few of those cases to compare. But it happens.
Okay. Florida puts people in prison for 25 years for having a prescription pill that's not theirs.
It has happened. That's different than marijuana, though. We were just discussing marijuana.
Okay,
we were discussing drugs. We were also discussing prescription pills because that's what this guy was originally trying to get the kids to do.
Yeah, obviously they go crazier over things like crack heroin and prescription drugs, yeah.
Since being allowed back to school, Snodgrass says his son has been bullied via suspensions and threat of expulsion. Our son was cleared of the criminal charge, but the school continued to try to expel him. The Snodgrasses are now suing the school for unspecified damages. District administrators told ABC they should have protected their son, the parents told them that the district administrators should have protected their son, but instead participated with local authorities in an undercover drug sting that intentionally targeted and discriminated against him.
Of course they did, because it's exciting.
Sending police and informants to entrap high school students is sick, according to Tony Newman, the director of media relations at the Drug Policy Alliance. He says, we see cops seducing 18-year-olds to fall in love with them or befriending lonely kids and then tricking them into getting small amounts of marijuana so they can stick them with felonies. And
we really need a law that prevents cops from lying. I really think that we can get back to that. Cops that were actually honest. Yeah, it would be a huge deal, and there's no way that could happen because they all feel that they need to be able to. We need to be able to go undercover and lie to everyone because otherwise, how would we ever get justice? We all need to be Jack Bauer.
Do you remember the story? I think they're linking to this. I mean, I haven't clicked their link yet, but I think they're referring to the story we talked about a couple years ago about a young lady, attractive young lady, about 18 years old, was sent into a high school by the police as a undercover police officer. So she was actually working for the police, not just an informant, but an undercover cop. And basically, she just kind of flirted with lonely high school boys and got one of them to buy some marijuana for her and then sell it to her.
Doesn't
and
seem unlikely, really, does it?
I really wish that there was a fell swoop way that we could just pull the wool off the eyes of the generally ignorant populace that sits at home watching news media and forgets the fact that a lot of the worst things that are happening in our society right now are being driven by the police. A lot of the terrorist attacks, guess what? It's the FBI that set them up, mm-hmm. giving the bombs, encouraging people to go and do these things that they would not have done on their own.
I don't know, Johnson. I don't know if there's any one fell swoop sort of thing you can do. I think that if you just show one story of rampant police corruption, they'll just say, oh, it's just a few bad apples, and then they'll brush it off.
So we cover these, I've been on Free Talk Live, been involved with Free Talk Live. It's been over 10 years at this point, and these stories are every night, non-stop, for over a decade. It's not a few isolated
incidents. No, you're right. I'm just saying, as far as people paying attention
to it,
they're
not.
The average person isn't
paying attention.
The average person isn't listening to Free Talk Live. They're not paying attention to these sorts of stories. And when they do hear one of them, they may be shocked, they may be outraged by it, but ultimately they'll say, boy, thank goodness our police department doesn't behave that way.
And that's why we constantly say, you don't need conspiracy theories, people. This is why conspiracy theories are so bad. Stop with the conspiracy theories. Just pay attention.
This is real.
Just the news, the real news stories, just over and over. That's what people need exposure to. They don't need exposure to the, oh my God, there's a shady one world government, the new world order is taking over, because that obscures the real, true individual stories that have the real pattern of just individual police departments, individual cops, individual bureaucrats, individual town governments all doing the same things because they can get away with it because of policy.
Well, you know what?
Not
else?
Because of intentional plans.
What else we need to really move this conversation forward is a concentration of activists in one place, because there are a lot of people who feel like we do, but they're afraid to say something. Let's say at the workplace or a church, mm-hmm. or wherever it is they hang out with other people. They're afraid to say things that are critical of the police because they don't want to be looked at as the bad guy. And if there are enough people around who are willing to say things and back each other up on being critical, then people will be more likely to speak out. Working up.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply.
BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up whatever you would like. Even in these here remaining moments of the show, 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in studio tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website. It's freetalklive.com. Head on over there and enjoy all the features that are waiting for you. And if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, buy all kinds of things, the links you find there. And once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com.
About 3 weeks ago, I started taking a weight loss supplement. And as a talk show host, I get the opportunity to take a lot of nutritional supplements, and some of them I take, some of them I don't. The ones that I take that don't work for me, you never hear about. But this particular one did work for me, to my surprise. I did not honestly expect to take a weight loss supplement and lose any weight, and I did. It's been about 3 weeks. I've lost... It's been less than 3 weeks, I lost more than 3 pounds, and the product's called Axia 30. The only way that you can get it through Free Talk Live is through this telephone number. And at this point, I'm recommending this product. I'm losing weight, and if you need to lose some weight, like everybody does, go ahead and give them the call at this number, 800-543-6613. That's 800-543-6613. I'm going to continue taking this supplement until I cease losing weight or get to 175 pounds, one of the two. And I'm, you know, down to almost down to 195. So 800-543-6613. This product is working for me, and I think it'll work for you.
Entrapped. He's got all kinds of issues. He's considered special needs at a high school, government high school in California. And he's been entrapped by an undercover agent who came into the school to befriend him because he's so, you know, socially awkward. This person doesn't have any friends. Well, all of a sudden, this young man, another young man in the high school, new guy at the school, is really interested in being his friend, always texting him. In fact, asking him to get him some prescription pills for him. Well, he wasn't doing that. He didn't get the prescription pills, thank goodness, because then he probably would have been facing pretty serious felony charges.
Been a lot worse.
He did acquire a little bit of marijuana for this undercover cop and then proceeded to be busted for it in court. The judge showed him some level of mercy and dropped the charge in return for him being willing to do something like 20 hours of community service.
However, something called, like, what, un-somethings probation?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have it in front of me right now. But I do want to continue the story here from alternate.org, where mom and dad, the Snodgrasses, are suing the school district for unspecified damages because even though the criminal charge has been cleared, he is continued to be attempted to be expelled by the school. Now, I just don't understand the viewpoint of parents like this, who after their son or daughter is targeted mm-hmm. by a school, will act very upset and demand that their son or daughter stay in the very same school right. that threw him to the wolves in the first place, that went along with the police. This wasn't just the police doing their own investigation. They did it with the consent of the school. They did it with the knowledge of the school. The police aren't just running sting operations on the school without their knowledge. And so your son was sacrificed by this school, and you want him to stay in this school?
We'll just sue the school. I mean, taking money away from the school district, which means that the local taxpayers will have to pay for it, that'll really teach all these bad people that run the school administration that, you know, they'll just change their morals and their ways.
No, they won't have any effect. there will be no personal liability for any of these bureaucrats if they do have the case decided in their favor, and that's a big if.
Yeah. It's a big if.
So, more to the story here. Sending police and informants to entrap high school students is sick, according to the director of media relations at the Drug Policy Alliance. There are stories like this all the time of young 18-year-old teenage girls sent into the schools to befriend horny teenage boys who are just grateful to have a girl talk to them.
Right. Imagine for a second how powerful this would be. That you're just a student who, you know, otherwise wouldn't go out and buy marijuana. Mm-hmm. That you've got a pretty girl, like I'll bet they don't send the ugly female cops in here. You've got a pretty girl who, you know, she's sure shapely because she's even more shape because she's older than the high school kids. So mm-hmm. she's an adult woman shape, and you don't know anything. She says, I'd really like to get some marijuana. It helps me with my anxiety. You want very badly to help this person. This would entrap anyone. Yeah, most males.
The question that I have is, okay, yeah, specifically for, you know, what would that do to the kid who this happens to, right? But I'm thinking more specifically what happens in the aftermath with all the guys who were talking that go, whoa, that girl was an undercover cop, and look what she did, and I wonder if there are any other undercover cops around. You know, imagine what the level of paranoia that creates in the aftermath of an incident like this.
Maybe, but it only lasts for a few years until a new batch of fresh victims comes along every, you know, 3 or 4 years.
No, that lasts a lifetime for some people.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, imagine the damage that's done to those kids for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I thought you were saying that there would be, the school would be on awareness after
No,
that wouldn't be the case after a few years.
Right, not after a few years.
You know, middle schoolers didn't know about the story.
But imagine, you know, the repercussions on the lives of those kids, you know, the
life. How do you trust anyone?
Right.
We often hear of the need to fight the drug war to protect the kids. As these despicable examples show, more often the drug war is ruining young people's lives and doing way more harm than good. Stephen Downing, retired law enforcement veteran and former captain of detectives in the LAPD, said the behavior of the police in this case points to troubling trends in policy. He says it's evidence of just how far we've gone and how callous we've become in treating our children with the care and dignity that they should be entitled. The fact that the police officer chose to prey upon the most vulnerable is egregious, but not surprising, he said. He pointed toward policing tactics and policies like quotas, the increasing criminalization of America's schools, and the war on drugs that put pressure on police to treat normal teen behavior as criminal. Downing, who's also a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, pointed out that the less fortunate are always targeted. He says, do we ever hear of an undercover operation like this conducted in an exclusive private school or on a university campus?
Well, they wouldn't. And an exclusive private school would likely not allow this to happen.
Or on the stages of a movie studio in Hollywood. No, we don't. Why? Because those people would complain, they would get lawyers, and they'd make life miserable for the status quo. And he's absolutely right about that. And Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is a great group, by the way. If you haven't checked them out, go to leap.cc, leap.cc to learn more. But, yeah, I mean, the cops don't want to target the privileged. They don't want to go after the rich kids that are selling weed or whatever. They want to go after the ones who don't have the means and the awareness and whereabouts to take those charges to court.
And people just, it's so sickening to me because it's like so much money. I mean, these people are employed for nothing. They're spending all their time just ruining people's lives going after crimes without victims.
And then patting themselves on the back about right. how they're helping society.
And when one of them happens to get into a situation, and it's bound to happen at some point or another, that from which they can't extricate themselves and something bad happens to them, if they're harmed, we all as taxpayers have to pay for that. And if they're killed, they're given huge parades and that kind
right.
of thing.
And people wonder why our economy is in a sad state. These people should be in manufacturing jobs. I mean, really, they should be making something instead of just being useless with their lives all day long, being useless, trying to get people to do naughty things that we don't like because we're moralists.
Well, they should be doing what they want to do, that provide service to other people. But I will say that I have a great deal of respect for people that do manufacturing jobs.
The idea that they're moralists is pretty laughable, because one of my favorite questions to ask any cop is, did you have a drink underage? Because what cop didn't have a drink underage? In fact, this young, 18-year-old teenage girl who has enticed the young men into doing deals. In this case, it was a male that was the undercover. But these young people, I mean, they're under the age of 21, but I bet you they're drinking.
Yeah.
So it's total hypocrisy. It's not just that they're moralists, they're hypocrites at the right. same time. So a little bit more here. Drug crimes are not the only charges unfairly leveled against students. Marginalized youths are regularly the targets of the school-to-prison pipeline, as in the case of Kira Wilmot, a 16-year-old girl who was arrested less than a month ago for accidentally causing a small explosion during a science experiment. We talked about that on Free Talk yeah. Live. And then on Monday night, I think with Nemi and Daryl, they covered several of these zero-tolerance kind of stories where your kids are the target of these police officers. And the longer you leave them in the hands of the state, the more likely they are to become one of their victims. So the best thing you can do to help your your children or your teenagers or whoever from being arrested here, because in Texas they're arresting kids as young as fourth grade, the best thing you can do is to get them out of these government schools. Figure it out. How to get them out and homeschool or unschool, or at the very least, put them in some sort of private school where they may have a little bit more protection from these sorts of things. Obviously, I think homeschooling and unschooling are probably the best options. But figure out, man. I mean, I understand it can be challenging, but get together with other homeschooling groups and come together with other parents and come up with a solution and have your kids spending the day in a place where they're not being overseen by the state.
I think different educational options are right for different kids.
Yeah, that's true. But you generally see homeschooled kids being the ones that win all the competitions. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. We'll put this story up on our Facebook page here in moments.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.